This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is a Fantasy Fast Track podcast presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by Senior Fun Buns Brandon Funston. It is a waiver wire edition of today's program. But before we get to that, Brandon, before we get to our streams, let me propose this question to you. Out of these two young wide receivers, who is more for real in your estimation? Travis Fulgham of the Philadelphia Eagles gets the New York Giants here in week 7, or T. Higgins, who is again engaged in the battle for Ohio against the Cleveland Browns this upcoming Sunday? Who do you like more rest of season?
Well, I think it's just based upon opportunity. I mean, I really like T. Higgins, and I think it's in the straight up matchup of physical attributes, T. Higgins probably wins. But and I've been really impressed with the eye test with both of these guys, just having watched them. I always like when the production matches what I'm seeing on the field with them looking like legit players, and they both look legit. I just think Travis Fulgham, in that, you know, wreck that is the Philadelphia Eagles offense this year because of all these injuries, has a really big opportunity to become the main target in this offense. Now Zach Ertz is out. He's been seeing a ton of targets. Yep. And now it's just going to be more for Travis Fulgham. And I just, once you establish that trust, it's going to be hard for Carson Wentz to go away from him, I think, because he's going up and getting contested plays. He's doing what Carson Wentz has been longing for someone to do in this offense, and he's doing it. Whereas we saw AJ Green kind of come back around for this Bengals offense this last week. Tyler Boyd's still there. There's some mouths to feed there, a little bit more so than there is in Philadelphia. So I'll go with Fulgham on that one.
Yeah, maybe it's going to take an AJ Green trade, which I think is a distinct possibility at the deadline to really free Higgins to get him the volume that he deserves. He did play the most snaps of any Bengals wideout against Indianapolis Colts. But I'm with you on Fulgham, man. 31% rostered in Yahoo leagues. That is absurd. It's highway robbery. It's a crime. What else does a man have to prove to you? 24 targets, 18 catches, 284 yards, 3 touchdowns the last 3 weeks. Second most valuable wideout in fantasy land. Gonna get done. Get Travis Fulgham now. He is the surprise sensation. I never expected to say Travis Fulgham and get him now, must-start material, all these things. But I smash the piggy bank. It's nothing but eggplant emojis for me in regards to him when I hear his name in my presence now, rest of season. I love him. I've fallen head over heels, man crushing hard on Fulgham. All right, give me a quarterback stream for week number 7. Anybody really stand out to you that's widely available?
Well, if Justin Herbert was still there in your league, that would be a mistake, and you should go out and grab him ASAP. But assuming we're talking about low-level quarterbacks like that are just, you know, most of the main ones are gone, I'm going to go to the very bottom. I'm going to go to the dregs and say Kyle Allen.
Yeah, that's my pick. That's my pick.
I mean, what we know about Kyle Allen is he's not afraid to just chuck it. And he did it 40-plus times this last week. And he's not afraid that, you know, I might get an interception. I might get a fumble. That's okay. I'm just going to go out there and I'm going to chuck it. And he ended up with 280 yards and 2 touchdown passes. And I think, you know, look at his home game against Dallas. I think he could get 280 and 2 touchdown passes. That's what you're looking for in a streamer, right? He has the room to go even more than that. But I think he could be a solid 280 and 2 as kind of a conservative estimate.
Yeah, I think he's going to hit 20 fantasy points. And he also gets you some opportunistic rush yards. You know, he'll get you 15, 16, 17 in a game. Remember, he had a rushing TD a couple of starts ago. So, yeah, I'm with you on Kyle Allen. And I'll throw out a defensive stream. It's got to be the Chargers, right? Has to be.
Yeah, the Chargers would be great. I even think Philadelphia in the Thursday game against the Giants isn't a bad way to go either. With the way they can get after the quarterback with Daniel Jones, you might get a...
The Giants, knowing the state of the Philadelphia offensive line and the offense as a whole outside of Travis Fulgham. Yeah, I mean, both of those you could stream along with the Chargers. So definitely some options there. Right now, waiting on an inflatable flamingo in your free agent pool. Of course, this podcast is presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now at MonkeyKnifeFight. Use promo code FTN when you sign up. And as a new user, get a free $5 game on the house. It is such an easy, simple game to play, folks. It's more or less, over or under receiving yards, passing touchdowns, fantasy points, parlay style. You can string two together all the way up to six, go over or under, you cash in on all those, then you score some seriously cold hard cash in your account. Go to monkeyknifefight.com. You're not going against the sharks and the waters. You're just going against the house. Use that promo code FTN to get a free $5 entry today. With that, let's get to Monday's Fantasy Five.
Number five.
All right, waiver wire. And I'm going to do it a little bit differently because a lot of these guys are lumped together. So I'm doing this in terms of percentages by position. And you simply tell me which one you'd rather have. Let's start off at tight end. Rest of season. Trey Burton, 20% rostered right now in Yahoo Leagues. Or Darren Fells at 5% rostered. If you got a need at tight end, we got four teams on bye this week. The Ravens, maybe Mark Andrews. Burton, one of those guys on bye. Miami, Mike Gesicki, who's been frustrating to own this season. Or Minnesota, if you've been plugging in maybe like an Irv Smith, who would you rather have? Obviously, this week it's Fells, but rest of season, would you rather go with Burton? What do you say?
I think I would rather go with Burton. I think these guys are pretty close. Look at Texans, if you could combine Jordan Akins and Darren Fells into one tight end, you'd have a fantastic tight end. But and as soon as Akins went out this past week, I ranked up Darren Fells considerably into the mid-teens at the tight end because the tight end's going to matter for Houston most weeks. It's just when Akins and Fells are both healthy, it might be hard to decide. I think right now Trey Burton has an opportunity to take what he did this past week, scoring a rushing TD and catching a touchdown as well. I think he has an opportunity to kind of establish himself as the go-to tight end in that offense and relegate Jack Doyle to a little bit more of an ancillary role going forward.
Yeah, I love me some Trey Burton, man. You know, had a pair of touchdowns, just over 50 yards. He has that bond, that chemistry established with Phillip Rivers. He's running more routes than Jack Doyle, Mo Alley Cox as well, and Alley Cox was not available this past week. But Trey Burton, yeah, he is definitely the play moving forward.
Number four.
All right, and we charge forward here in the next round of players. Let's go to the running back position. Boston Scott, no Miles Sanders this week. Out with a knee injury for Thursday Night Football against the G-Men. 13% roster. J.D. McKissic in a delectable matchup against the Dallas Cowboys at 12%. Or LaMichael Perine, who Adam Gase, who I swear to God is a cockroach and would survive the nuclear holocaust. He's only 3% rostered. Gase came out and said, we got to get him some more touches and take it away from Frank Gore. Why would you do that? Frank Gore is still in his prime. So who do you go with here? Who's more attractive, Scott, McKissic, Perine?
Well, volume's not going to save Perine. That Jets offense is toxic. I don't want anything to do with it. Frank Gore is still there, so Perine can't run away with a job because it's not possible when Frank Gore and Adam Gase are in the same equation. So I'm going to go J.D. McKissic, who has last three games has 19 catches, 7, 6, and 6. And he even got 8 carries this past week, ended up with 84 yards. I don't think he's going to completely go away. Kind of feels like a James White kind of role with the Washington football team, at least in terms of like the volume accumulation in the passing game. I think that's going to be steady for him going forward. So I think he's the most bankable on a week in, week out, a guy that maybe you can plug into the flex during bye weeks, help you out a little bit there.
I do like Boston Scott. I mean, he's probably going to be the main ball carrier on Thursday night with Sanders sideline. He's going to be working in tandem with some of the other options there in Philadelphia. But I would expect, 12, 14 touches at a minimum, and the Giants rank inside the top 15 in most fantasy points allowed of the position. Scott, you know, one of those shorts, kind of built like an Ewok. You know, he's short, he's stocky. Mm-hmm. We've always liked those kind of guys. We talked them up preseason. Of course, we've got egg in our retina on our face as a result of it. But here is a real opportunity for him to shine like he did late last year over a four-game stretch. So, you know, if you need a flexy, sexy option, I think Scott checks that box. And, you know, I'd be willing to go $7, $8 on him via Fab if you really need, you know, somebody to fill that gap, because at least the volume is going to be there again against the G-Men. Hopefully it's going to be Great Scott. Yeah, that's a terrible pun for Philadelphia on Thursday night.
number three.
All right, let's move on to wide receivers. All these guys under 50% rostered in Yahoo leagues. Henry Ruggs of Las Vegas Raiders. He gets Tampa in week 7. Christian Kirk of the Arizona Cardinals. Of course, we're taping this before the Cardinals game on Monday, so hopefully he's still healthy. We haven't cursed him. He gets your Seattle Seahawks in week 7. Or Keelan Cole off 143 yards in that game against Detroit. For the Jacksonville Jaguars, he gets the Chargers in week 7. Who do you like most there? Who'd be your number one target?
This is tough for me. I don't think that Henry Ruggs deserves to be rostered this far ahead of the other guys. I think they need to be a lot closer. I think Ruggs is overrated for that fact. But I'm probably still going to go with Henry Ruggs as a rookie. It's going to take a little time. He's been a little bit injured. He did go over 100 yards his last time out. Don't like to see back-to-back three-target games. But I would expect there to be a little bit more emphasis on getting him more involved going forward. I don't completely trust him. I just don't have a whole lot of trust for the other two guys we got here as well, and Christian Kirk and Keelan Cole, who before this past week, 58 yards was his season high in yardage in an individual game. So I'm going to go upside and just go Ruggs.
I like Ruggs quite a bit. I think it's really 1A, 1B between him and Kirk. And then Cole's the odd man out here. I mean, Ruggs, he's got 37.7% of the team's air yard percentage, right? Yeah. 21.6 ADOT, 29.3 yards per catch. These things are all insane to me, right? He is fleet of foot. We know that. And against Tampa, though this defense has really emerged, you know, you get Sean Murphy bunting out of the slot. Ruggs is lining up in the slot a little over a third of the time. If he gets him just once, that could be a 50-yard TD strike from Derek Carr. So I like him for this week. I kind of like Christian Kirk, too. How could you not at Seattle, Brandon?
Right. How could you not?
Exactly. Legion of gloom, certainly there. But very close. But I am down with the speed demon of Las Vegas Raiders. So is Fun Buns.
Number two.
All right, let's go to another round of wide receivers. Let's go a little bit deeper here. Tim Patrick, 18% roster, the Denver Broncos. James Washington at 10%. Or Adam Humphries has been really kind of sneaky effective, getting 6, 7, 8 targets on average, right in that range per game, 9% rostered. How would you rank these three?
Well, I'm going Tim Patrick first. I mean,
yeah.
I have something in the back of my mind. I think it's pedigree bias, just because he wasn't a guy that was well sought after coming out of college at Utah. I'm a Pac-12 guy. He didn't stand out to me a whole lot, but you can't deny his opportunity and his production. So over the last 3 weeks, averaging basically 15 half PPR fantasy points, back-to-back 100-yard games, 2 touchdowns in there. He's kind of filling the Cortland Sutton role as the bigger target on the outside, and he's working. Be it, you know, Drew Locke or Brett Rypien.
It's
been the guy. You
Bobby Brister, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, continuity of production there. So Tim Patrick is my number one. I'll go in the same order here, though. I'll go Patrick, I'll go Washington, and I'll go Humphries in that order. But Washington and Humphries are pretty close. I think Patrick stands out from the crowd for me.
Oh, you're talking on my heartstrings, Brandon. You know I kind of like me some Tim Patrick, and I've been talking him up for so long, and it's finally coming to fruition. Oh, thank God for that. Yeah, I'm very impressed with the guy. He's really got some route savvy polish to him. Big body guy, very reliable, locked into an outside role. You're going to be in some shootout affairs because the Denver Broncos secondary has got some issues there. And he did it in some, you know, he did see some J.C. Jackson last week, but he also got some Stephon Gilmore. He had a big catch against Gilmore in that game. Very impressive overall, 16.1 average targeted area. That's wide receiver 10 right now. He's got the 18 targets here over the last 3 games, a couple of touchdowns, 14 catches, 257. I mean, there's a lot to like here. And now you got Kansas City on the horizon in a game in which Denver is going to have to probably, Drew Lock going to have to chuck it 40, 45 times to keep pace. Yes, get Timmy Patrick on your squad. And I would agree. I go Washington next and then Adam Humphries. But Patrick is the supreme option out of this triumvirate.
Number one.
All right, last one. Let's work at a couple of running backs here. Right around the halfway mark at 50% rostered in Yahoo leagues, who'd rather have Justin Jackson, 46%, or Zach Moss? Hopefully he's still healthy and we did not curse him and he's not in a full body cast right now. Because, again, we're taping this before the Bills and Chiefs contest, 55% rostered.
Yeah, I mean, Austin Eckler goes out and Justin Jackson steps in and basically is Austin Eckler with 20 touches. And it's the way Joshua Kelly has been playing lately, it's conceivable that it's not going to be the kind of split where Joshua Kelly moves into the Melvin Gordon role and Justin Jackson takes the old Austin Eckler role. It's conceivable Justin Jackson is the Austin Eckler of early season and Joshua Kelly keeps his same role, which favors Justin Jackson in that backfield. He looked great the first time out against New Orleans, and I expect his workload to continue. I think this is by far and away Jackson takes this one over Zach Moss.
Oh, it's a smash spot this week in week number 7 for Justin Jackson as he's got the upper hand right now, and you get the Jacksonville Jaguars. Did you see what DeAndre Swift did to them? He had to claw those cats. Last week, they've given up the 6 most fantasy points, 4.37 yards per carry, 156.8 total yards per game, and 9 combined scores to the RB position. So if he gets anywhere close, you know, he can get 15 touches, and it could be 80-plus combined yards and a touchdown here in week number 7. And then moving forward for the L.A. Chargers, you also have Las Vegas upcoming. You've got some later season matchups against Atlanta and Vegas again as well. I think that Miami game's going to be rescheduled. So, look, I'm loving what the Chargers have here in Justin Jackson. The pride of Northwestern until Austin Eckler is back. I think he really got to, you know, go at least, what, $20, $25 if he needs some running back assistance in shallow leagues on the youngster, the former Wildcat. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fantasy Fast Track. Check us out on Twitter. Me, at Noisy Wavos. Fun Buns, should be at Fun Buns, really. You had a missed opportunity there. At Brandon Funston. Check out his excellent work and his colleagues as well at The Athletic. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use promo code Evans, EVANS, to get 10% off your subscription today. And drop us a rating and a review for this fine program, would you kindly? And until next time, adios, amigos!